Just think of all the words that start with M.
Producer Steve here. My favorite M's are Mondays, mock draft, metal. You already know. We put those three things together here at the Sleepwire Show, and we get Metal Mock Monday. That's right. Metal Mock Monday returns to the airwaves April 29th at 7 p.m. That's a Monday, by the way. In case you don't know what it is, let me explain. Metal Mock Monday is a live podcast show where we do mock drafting for 3 hours. We play heavy metal in the background, and we basically just talk about football. If you love mock drafting, it's sometimes hard to fill a mock draft, especially when it's early in the season like this, but I guarantee we will fill usually 3 to 4 at a time. We'll probably run 12 to 15 total mock drafts throughout the show. So we'll get you into one, and it will go. Again, the big return of Metal Mock Monday is Monday, April 29th at 7 p.m. If you want to listen live, here's the best way to find us. Go to the Sleeper app. Join the Sleeper Wire channel. Go to Facebook groups. Join the Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Club. Or on Twitter, follow at Sleeper Wire Show. Put it on your calendar right now. The big return of Metal Mock Monday, April 29th, 7 p.m., only on the Sleeper Wire Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Sleeper Wire Show. Welcome to the annual Stranger Stats episode. I am your host, Professor Chris, and with me today, you know him. It is Showtime George. How's it going, man?
Great, Chris. How are you doing this evening, man?
I am doing really good, and you know why I'm doing really good? Because we have two great guests on the show. Going to introduce them both here. First, Shane Swager, a.k.a. Swags, of the Rookie Fever Fantasy Football Breakdown and the Super Flexible Podcast. On Twitter at DFF_swag. Shane, how's it going, man?
I am absolutely amazing. Very excited to be here. Excited about what you got for us here. So, yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you jumping on the show. And actually, for those of you listening, nobody knows the questions I'm about to ask, so we kept it all a secret. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Also on the show, John Chapman, one of the co-hosts of the Eat Sleep Fantasy podcast, one of the writers for DLF on Twitter at JL_Chapman. John, how are you doing today, dude?
I'm exceptional. In my other life, I'm a teacher, so it's kind of fun to play this other role. So I'm looking forward to it.
Did you know that
I am,
on
spring break?
Not yet. We are a weird – we go by the Easter calendar, so we still have one more full week, and then we get spring break. So
I had no idea you were a teacher. Did you know I am too?
I did not. I did not. Look at this. Yeah. Birds of a feather.
Hence Professor Chris. Yeah, I'm a math professor.
Oh, what's up? There you go. AP Economics, Government, and U.S. History over here.
Oh, shit. That's awesome. All right, guys, this has just turned into a teaching podcast, so George and Shane.
I know, I'm really worried about trivia questions now.
All right,
I'm just worried about failing.
Well, we both have the abilities to give Fs, and if you talk out of turn, you're going to get a detention, too. Ooh. So,
what?
Yeah, it's not as sexy as I make it sound.
It did sound kind of hot, sorry.
I was excited for a second.
Well, you'll be excited for that. Anyways, enough of this. Guys, we do not have any news this week. We are jumping straight into the Stranger Stats episode. So the way that this works, for those of you who have listened before, you know how it works. For those of you listening to this show for the first time, we're going to go through four positions. So just the main position, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, and quarterbacks. And I have 5 to 7 trivia questions at each position. And I'm going to give a statistic, and then George, Shane, and John are going to try to guess the player, or in some cases it might be which two players. And they don't know these, they don't know the questions, they don't know the stats. I'm hoping they know some of the answers. But you guys ready to get started here with the first one? Are you going to kick it off with running backs?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to
I'm ready.
First person who says, I think I got it, is going to get to go first. So don't shout out the answer. Say it if you think you got it. So kicking off running backs. First question. There are two running backs who finished inside of the top 12 in PPR. And these are all going to be PPR. Inside the top 12 in PPR. And they weren't listed as the starter on their team according to the depth charts. Who are they?
I think I got it.
All right. Go for it.
Is that going to be James White and Tariq Cohen?
You got it.
Boom. Third down running backs for the win.
All right. Keeping score, John. It's 1-0
That was really quick.
Yeah, no shit. You guys are awful.
Sorry about that. I just finished my rankings, so like this is fresh. I feel bad. But yeah, let's just have a good time. It's the only one I'm going to get right.
Let's just have a good time.
Yeah, it's all right. We're having fun. We're friends. It's a friendly game.
That's what it was. Yeah, James White and Tariq Cohen were never listed as the starter on the depth chart, but finished inside the top 12 in PPR. Second question here. This running back, this is going to be an easy one. This running back went 12 straight weeks without eclipsing 60 rushing yards, but still finished as the RB16.
Hmm. Oh, man.
You said RB16?
Yeah.
And I wanted, okay. No, it's not. I think I got it.
All right, I got it.
I was going – I don't think – this is not the answer. I was going to say David Johnson, but I think the answer is Derrick Henry.
2 for 2.
Boom.
Derrick Henry, man. Yeah. First 12 weeks of the season, never got more than 60 rushing yards, but he went on that tear at the end, finished as the RB16.
Right? That's not even who I was going to guess.
Who are you going to guess?
I was thinking Jordan Howard.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it would have been good too. Yep.
Yep. Just threw up in my mouth a little bit, George.
Question three. Yeah, it's weird to think that Henry finished as the 16th running back. Like, it does not feel like that at all. And the reason
he crushed it at the end of the year.
It was the 8 touchdowns in the last 5 games for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
He won people games those last few weeks there. I mean, it was crazy. We were actually talking about it today on some show we did. I think it was Fantasy Football Breakdown, and just how he ended the season, and kind of similar to what Todd Gurley did last year, not putting him in that same conversation, but I mean, that's what he did.
Yeah, for sure. He was great.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Question three. This running back missed 3 games.
We got to get this one.
Season.
Come on, George. Missed 3 games.
Yeah, this running back missed 3 games and still finished inside the top 15 in total rushing yards. These ones might not be as easy. All right, George, you got it?
I think so. Is it Marlon Mack?
It is not Marlon Mack.
All right, I think I got it.
Swags?
Is it Kareem Hunt?
It is not Kareem Hunt. He missed 4.
I think I got it because I was going to say that one. I think I got it.
John?
Is it James Conner?
0 for 3. Nope.
Oh.
Sony Michel, 931 rushing yards last season. Yeah. Hence, stranger stats, fellas.
I like it. This is fun.
They're going to get a little bit harder.
This is making you think.
Yeah.
I gave a couple cupcake ones to start, just to get your confidence up, just to get John's confidence up.
That's good. Now, the question
now we're
is
– bring it down a little bit.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to build them up to tear them down. That's what you do. That's my philosophy in life.
There we go. Yeah, Sony Michel, 931 rushing yards last year. Missed those 3 games, only played 13 games, but still finished in the top 15 in rushing yards. He was pretty great. Question 4. This running back had the 17th most rushing yards, but finished as a top 10 running back.
17th most. Man. So you had to have under 1,000 yards.
Was it? I think I got it.
George?
Is it Nick Chubb?
It is not Nick Chubb.
Damn it.
Can you say the question again for the slow people in the back?
This running back had the 17th most rushing yards, but finished as a top 10 running back.
Jeez, man. That could be like 10 people. If I make a mistake, can I go twice? Or am I out?
We'll say give everybody a chance to answer once, and then we'll do a second round.
All right.
I think I got it.
I'll take a guess.
Go for it, John.
Melvin Gordon.
It was Melvin Gordon.
Yep. Boom. I was going to say Alvin Kamara or them. I was stuck between those two.
Yeah. 885 rushing yards, but in only 12 games, 14 total touchdowns. He had 50 catches and 490 receiving yards. So the touchdowns, the catches, and the receiving yards, that bumped him up into the top 10, even though he only had 885.
John was so much cooler before we started recording.
It's only downhill from here. I mean, it started off with like somebody giving me a compliment, and now it's just like, yeah, man, I'm just gonna shit all over everything.
Well, we're going to have you guys keep track of your own score. So it's John 3, George and Swags, nothing.
Keep it easy for us. Over here.
All right, question 5. This running back finished in the top 12 in rushing yards, but 23rd overall in PPR.
Wow, that's awful.
23rd.
Cuss words.
I think I got it. I want to say a name.
Swags, what do you got?
Kerryon Johnson.
Not Kerryon Johnson. He was not top 12 in rushing yards.
He did pretty good at rushing yards.
Who he did. But...
four touchdowns.
Not KJ. George, John, you got an answer?
I think I got it. I'm just somebody that sucks at football but gets lots of carries. Would it be Lamar Miller?
Lamar Miller is the answer.
That's so gross.
973 rushing yards.
Unfortunately, no. I'm going to say
I honestly first gave him a copy of the question.
Yeah, I didn't accidentally click screen share with you.
No, you shared something else that was much more inappropriate.
Yeah, but I only showed you one of them.
Hey, man, so. I appreciate it. It made me feel better about myself.
Yes, Lamar Miller, 973 rushing yards, top 12, but he was pretty awful in PPR. Yeah, finished 23rd overall. All right, so it is, John, you got, what, 4 of them? Let's move on to the last question for running backs here. This running back finished in the top 5 in PPR, but only had 6 rushing touchdowns.
I think I got it.
George?
Is that James Conner?
It is not James Conner.
I don't want to answer it. I don't want to answer.
Yeah,
you know what it is. Just answer it.
Yeah, I think I got it. Is it Christian McCaffrey?
It is not Christian McCaffrey.
All right, good. There we go.
Swags, you got an answer?
I do not have a good answer for this right now. No.
Ezekiel Elliott. Only 6 rushing touchdowns last season, but still finished in the top 5. Yeah, the 77 catches, 567 receiving yards, and the 3 receiving touchdowns pushed him up there. He actually had 2,001 total yards from scrimmage, and that was second only to Saquon Barkley. But yeah, only 6 rushing touchdowns for Zeke. Sounds weird, doesn't it?
Man, that kid does. Yeah.
I mean,
so
his
high.
Head went through my head a couple times, but it didn't feel right. But I mean, any of the top 5 wouldn't have felt right, you know.
How many touchdowns did McCaffrey have? Do you have that?
I don't. I can look it up real quick.
He's got to act like it's not right in front of him.
Christian McCaffrey had 7.
Like it could have been one of
7 on the ground for CMC.
Okay,
6 through the air.
Okay, man, Zeke's ceiling is so high. Good lord.
I picked these questions so that there wouldn't be 2 possible answers.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yep.
So I'm not. Oh, Christian McCaffrey before, could have been correct as well. Don't argue this shit.
This is gonna be my last time on this damn show. I can see it.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it. All right, well, that was running backs there. So, John, you have 4 points. George and Swags, nothing.
That was no fun. I pride myself as a running back guy, too, so he absolutely crushed my soul.
Well, let's pick it up in wide receivers here. Question 1. This wide receiver led all wide receivers in receptions and catch percentage, but was outside the top 10 in targets.
I got this one.
Yep, go for it.
Yeah, it's got to be Michael Thomas, right?
It is Michael Thomas. Yeah.
What do you have, like an 88%, like one of the best all-time catch rates? He caught everything.
85% catch percentage, 125 receptions, but was outside the top 10 in targets.
He's like the antithesis to Dez Bryant. He's the exact opposite.
Yep.
Figured I'd throw a softball for wide receivers as well. All right,
yep,
guys.
That's why we let him have it.
So we'll count that as just half a point, right? Perfect. 4.5. Moving on here. This one probably not too terribly difficult either. But the fact that it happened for 3 teams is what kind of makes it special. 3 teams had 2 wide receivers in the top 15 in PPR scoring. Name the teams.
I know one.
If you think you got all 3.
Let me read the article I am currently writing right now. These teams had two wide receivers in the top 24 last year.
I think I got it. I think I got it.
All right. Well, George, I'm going to give this one to you because John did not say he's got it.
All right. I'm going to go with the Steelers with Antonio Brown and Juju.
Yep. They were the wide receiver 5 and wide receiver 8.
I'm going to go with Minnesota, Diggs and Thielen.
Thielen was 7 and Diggs was 10.
And let's go the Rams, Brandon Cooks and Robert Woods.
Woods was 11, Cooks was 13. That's it.
Oh, got yes. A ball.
Yeah, I just thought it was well, I thought it was super interesting that we had three teams that had two wide receivers in the top 15.
Yeah.
Which I don't remember the last time that that actually happened.
I honestly think if Cooper Kupp didn't get injured, I don't think that the two Rams guys would have both ended up in the top 15.
I think it would have been Cooks and Kupp.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah, and I mean, we've had like Demaryius Thomas and Sanders and Marvin Jones and Golden Tate, and then there have been a couple teams like that throughout the years.
Yeah, but three teams with two in the top 15?
I don't know.
It feels weird to me. Feels weird.
It does seem weird, but like the Falcons were right outside the cusp of that because Calvin Ridley finished 20th.
Yeah, and it's all those touchdowns he scored.
Yeah, I had to have a cutoff point, so I chose 15 strategically. If I'd done 20, I think it would have been 5 teams, maybe. Yeah, ridiculous though. So it was an awesome passing season for those 6 wide receivers at least. Let's move on here. This one might trip you guys up. This wide receiver had double-digit touchdowns and averaged a touchdown reception every 4.3 catches. He played all 16 games, but was only listed as a starter 5 times.
I know this one. I got this one.
Swags?
Let him have it, man. If he thinks he's got it, starter part at least threw me off last minute there.
It's Mike Williams, right?
It is Mike Williams. Man, you guys are horrible at this. Mike Williams, yes. 66 targets, 43 catches, and 10 touchdowns.
Dude, what can he do this year without Terrell Williams being that quote-unquote starter?
He's going to double all that. 132 targets, 86 catches, 20 touchdowns.
20 touchdowns.
Okay.
I love it. I love it.
All right, yeah, George, over under Mike Williams, 19 touchdowns next season.
can I push?
Yeah.
let's move on here. John, you sit this one out. Let's give them a fair chance to get on the board here. This wide receiver had the 6th most yards per game, receiving yards per game. He had over 1,200 receiving yards, and he only played 14 games.
I think I got it.
George?
Is it Tyreek Hill?
It's not. Swags?
Nobody knows. I'm trying to think the 14 games. All right, I'll take a guess. I'll be wrong. Is it Kenny Galladay?
It's not Kenny Galladay. T.Y. Hilton.
I'm just going to keep guessing Lions.
T.Y. Hilton. You would have, John?
No, I would not even. I wouldn't be close on that one.
Good, good. 90.7 yards per game, 120 targets, 76 catches, 6 touchdowns, and he missed 2 games. So another really, really solid year from T.Y. Hilton, which as a Colts fan was awesome to see.
I had him on so many teams, I'm disappointed I didn't get that.
I think it was the...
do love you some Hilton, too.
I do.
It was the only played 14 that I think was the trip up there.
Yeah.
Because T.Y. Always feels like he plays the whole season.
Yeah, I for some reason I thought Tyreek Hill missed a couple of games. I guess not.
He did not. Let's move on. This question is not really fantasy football related. You did get monster points in fantasy football when this happened. There were 2 wide receivers who had touchdown receptions of 90 or more yards last season. Who are they?
90 or more?
Yep, you got to get them both. 90 yards or more.
I think I got it. Am I still sitting this out?
No, I know one of them.
Yeah, I know one of them is Juju. Yep. The other one is it Saquon? No, he had the 90 reception, right?
Yeah, but he's not a wide receiver.
Oh, is it Odell? I'll stay with the same team.
It is not Odell.
Yeah, I knew Juju. I don't know who – I didn't – the second one. Was it Amari Cooper?
It was Amari Cooper, 90-yard touchdown reception. Man. Yep.
Kelvin Benjamin was my next guest.
Only way Kelvin Benjamin's going 90 yards in any game is if there's a donut and an ice cream truck in the end zone.
Yes. And it was split over three plays.
Yes. or three games, you know, take your pick.
Juju, 97-yard touchdown. Amari Cooper, a 90-yard touchdown. So, yeah, mega points on just those plays. I mean, that's a 16.7-point play for Juju.
That's a week winner right there, those two plays.
No kidding. Second to last question, your question six for wide receivers in PPR scoring. Four of the top five wide receivers were also top five in targets. The top five wide receivers in order in fantasy scoring were Hopkins, Adams, Hill, Jones, and Brown. So in order, DeAndre Hopkins, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, Julio Jones, Antonio Brown. Those were the top five in fantasy scoring. Which one of those was not in the top five in targets?
I think I got it.
George?
It's got to be Tyreek Hill, right?
It's Tyreek Hill, yep. 137 targets. The top five target leaders all had more than 160. The other wide receiver that was in the top five in targets was Juju with 166. So, yeah, Hopkins, Adams, Julio, and Antonio Brown, top five in targets and finished top five. So, you know, like, it's just if these guys with these great hands are getting the workload, like, it's pretty clear that they're going to perform.
Yep. Yeah, I guessed him because he had a lot of big plays last year. He didn't have nearly as many targets as the rest of the guys, but I know he was up there with scoring because of all his big plays. I think he had like almost 8 or 9 plays over 40 yards or something like that last year.
Yeah, I mean, he was hitting home runs all the time. All right, so George on the board with 1 point, right?
No, I've got 3.
got the Amari. I'll give you.
He picked up some steam.
Yeah, he did.
You got the Amari Cooper one. And the teams. Yeah, the Steelers, Vikings, Rams. Yeah, 3. Swags, what do you got?
I don't have any.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to rub it in. let's see if you can get this one. This one is going to be a weird one. This is tough. Got to get both players to get the point. These two wide receivers played only 12 games each this season, but they finished with the two highest yards per reception with at least 18 yards per catch. Who are they?
So they played 12 games at least how many yards per catch, sorry?
At least 18. They had the two highest yards per reception.
I think I know one. Is one of them AJ Green?
No.
Ooh. Okay.
I think I know one. One of them is Odell, right?
No.
Jeez. Ooh, that's a good guess.
This is a tough one. I saved the hardest wide receiver question for last.
Kelvin Benjamin played more than 12.
So it's somebody. I have one guess. I'm trying to think of another one. Julian Edelman?
Is not Julian Edelman.
Robert Foster?
Not Robert Foster.
Damn it.
George, I'll give you one more.
We haven't got one, guys.
Christian Kirk.
Nobody gets half a point.
Cheese Dante and rice. Pettis.
He didn't play.
Who are they?
Games. Is one of them? One of them's not Sammy Watkins, is it?
It is not. All right, that's.
I didn't think so.
Leading the league with 18.9 yards per reception, according to ProFootballReference.com, DeSean Jackson.
Wow.
Yep. Second place with 18.0 yards per reception, Josh Gordon.
I didn't think he played that many games.
Yeah, he's almost an afterthought.
That hurts my heart, you know that? It really
does. I knew that was going to be tough.
You have a heart?
I have a heart, and I'm a huge Josh Gordon fan. I can't believe I didn't get that one.
Yeah, that was a tough one. You guys ready to move to tight ends? Actually, let's tally up the scores. So, George, you got 3. John, is it 5?
I think like 3.5 or 4.5. I got the half point.
The curve there. We'll go 4. We'll split it.
All right.
Coming for you, John.
Zero.
Swag, should we give you a 1-point handicap?
I like how the stick tone in your out. Voice matches your score.
Oh, Oh, guys, welcome to the show. Oh, all right, let's move to tight ends here. So I got five tight end questions. And Swags, this is where you can catch up here. So it is
I'm going to try, man.
All right, I hope so. It is common knowledge that Zach Ertz, Travis Kelce, and George Kittle were the top three in receptions for tight ends. Who was fourth?
For receptions?
I think I know.
George?
Yeah. I was watching ESPN earlier, and Stephen A. Smith was talking about how great Hunter Henry did last year. So I'm going to go with Hunter Henry.
He's the highest paid man in the industry now.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Swags, you got to guess? I got it.
Oh, I'll let Swags go.
Oh, you can go. You can go.
John?
I was going to say Jared Cook.
It is not Jared Cook.
Oh. Can I guess two? Just because I suck?
Yeah, no, sure. We'll do a little sneak here.
I was going to say Ebron.
Not Ebron.
So another badass that I think is like totally overlooked then, and I'm just taking a guess. Like, dude, I get points for this?
Sure.
It's great.
Shit, just start throwing out names for a point. Austin Hooper.
Ding, ding, ding.
Damn, that was
Austin
the next guess.
Hooper.
Love me some Austin Hooper.
71 catches on 88 targets, a catch percentage of 80.7%.
71 catches was the most for all tight ends?
Was the fourth most.
Fourth most?
Yeah, Ertz, yeah. Kelce, and Kittle were the top three.
Yeah.
Jeez. But, I mean, I think he finished as, what, like tight end 7 or 8 most formats? He had a really decent season. Yeah,
quietly, for sure. Well, Austin Hooper does this every year. He'll have, like, a huge game and then four straight games with less two or fewer catches. Yeah. And then a big game and then two or fewer. And he's just super inconsistent, hard to rely on.
Yep.
All right. On the board, question two. Which tight end had the highest catch percentage?
Oh, I think I got it.
Go for it.
Was that George Kittle?
It is not George Kittle.
I felt really good about that when I thought I heard something about that. All right, guys.
I think I got it.
It may have been Kittle out of qualifying tight ends based on some metric they used to qualify them.
Yeah, I was wrong. It's cool.
George, what do you got?
Was it O.J. Howard?
It was not O.J. Howard.
Okay.
All right, I think I got this.
Do it.
I'm going to go Zach Ertz.
Not Zach Ertz.
I should have listened to your clue.
Jeff Swaim.
Oh,
26 yeah, we would have catches been here all day. 32 targets.
Yeah, we would have never got that.
Yeah,
and man,
yeah.
The thing is about this, like, he was awful at Texas as a receiver. I'm a Longhorn, so, like, I remember cussing at that guy his sophomore year because he couldn't catch anything. So, props to that guy.
26 catches on 32 targets, 81.3%. Now, he didn't help you in fantasy with 26 catches.
Nope.
But
I'm going with Will Disley for the next answer after that one.
Awesome.
I love it. next. All right. Eric Ebron, Travis Kelce, and Zach Ertz were the top three in touchdown receptions with 13, 10, and 8, respectively. Who were the next two tied with 6? Got to get both of them.
Next two?
I think I got it.
George?
Was it Jared Cook and Evan Ingram?
You got one of them correct.
Ooh, I think I got it.
Swags?
So the one he didn't get is O.J. Howard. And the
Which one did he get?
That's the problem. I think probably Jared Cook because I don't want it to be him.
You're one for two.
Oh,
I think I got it.
John?
It's process of elimination. I feel like an asshole. But yeah, Evan Ingram and – oh, man, who was the second guy he said? Evan Ingram and – he said O.J. Howard, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All wrong.
Oh.
Jared Cook is one of them.
Oh, I thought you said he wasn't.
Evan Ingram. Well, I said you got one of the two.
Yeah, he didn't let us know which one I got.
I didn't tell you who. Oh,
gosh, that was
Jared
smooth.
Cook was one of them. Evan Ingram had 5 touchdowns, not 6.
Oh, he was right there.
The other tight end with 6 touchdowns, Trey Burton.
Ooh. Trey Boo Boo.
Yeah, huh. Trey Burton, yeah. So Jared Cook, yeah. 101 targets, 68 catches, 896 receiving yards, which led the Raiders in receiving last season. Burton, on the other hand, only 76 targets, 54 catches, 569 yards, but he did get in the end zone six times, which was fourth most out of all tight ends, tied with Jared Cook.
I didn't realize he scored that many times.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed Burton at all.
He is someone who most likely got dropped after week four.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Next one might be easy. I'm not sure. Kittle, Kelsey, Ertz, and Ebron were the top four in receiving yards. Fifth place had only 47 catches and 682 receiving yards. Who was fifth in receiving yards?
I think I got it.
John?
Is it Vance McDonald?
It's not.
Can you repeat the question or the stats one more time for me?
Yeah, Kittle, Kelsey, Ertz, and Ebron were the top four in receiving yards. Fifth place was 47 catches, 682 yards. Who was fifth place?
So fifth place with receiving yards.
Yes. Was it,
I think I got it.
Go for it.
Was it Chris Herndon?
Nope.
Okay. I know he came on towards the end of the year.
I think Herndon. I got it. I'll take another rookie and go with Mark Andrews.
Not Mark Andrews. I'll give you guys each one more guess here in the next couple seconds. Go for it.
David Njoku.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I'm only not a bitch Njoku. If it's right.
Maybe this one was harder.
So than I'll go with Austin Hooper again.
Not Austin Hooper.
Those are our guesses.
Did you say Gronk? Is Gronk on there?
Gronk is the answer. Gronk had the fifth most receiving yards, 682. He did finish as the tight end 11, but he was fifth in catching or receiving yards.
I'm going to miss that guy already.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like I got Gronked one more time.
It's a shame none of us thought about Gronk the first go around either. Like I haven't thought about Gronk on any of these questions.
Isn't that so telling about his season?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, don't worry. You're not going to have to think about Gronk again. Last question here for tight ends. Question number five. Zach Ertz, Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Eric Ebron, and Jared Cook were the top five in targets for tight ends. So Ertz, Kelce, Kittle, Ebron, Cook. Who is number six?
I think I got it.
John?
I'm going to stay with Hooper.
Not Hooper.
Thanks, John, because that's who I was thinking as well.
Hmm.
I think I got it.
George?
Was it Ingram?
Yeah.
It was not.
Oh.
Huh.
See, I'm...
This one should be easy. No, you can go. I appreciate your conversation anyway.
I'm going through the process. Like, he hasn't doubled up answers.
No, he has not.
It's going to be somebody we haven't talked about yet.
It is someone we haven't talked about yet. See? It's not Jeff Swaim.
We all appreciate that.
No, I think I got a pretty good guess.
All right, Swags, you want to get your guess in before John throws one?
No, he can go, dude.
All right, John.
I'm going to say Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham is the answer.
I would have. I knew you were going to do something crazy. I still don't want to say his name.
Are you a Packers guy?
Do something crazy?
No, I'm just not a Jimmy Graham guy or a Packers tight end guy. I don't believe in that. So
you know what? I don't either, man. I don't get the hype every single year. I've said this on the Sleepwire show plenty of times. Like each year we hear, oh, Jimmy Graham's never had a tight end like Martellus Bennett. Oh, he's never had a tight end like Jared Cook. He's never had a tight end like Jimmy Graham. And stop giving him washed up old tight ends.
Right.
And he doesn't use them. But yeah, Jimmy Graham, 89 targets, sixth most. He finished as the tight end 12.
Well,
yuck.
I don't know if that's more on Jimmy Graham or more on the position.
It's just it's just bad all around. It's just like it's just bad.
It's the Rodgers tight end.
Yep.
But it does not feel like he was sixth in targets.
No, I wouldn't have guessed that at all.
But really, you had like your top four, really top three guys. After that, there were kind of two patchwork guys. And then it was just absolute abyss. Like,
I had a lot of fun putting the tight end ones together. All right. So after three rounds, after we've done running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends, what do we have here? So, George, are you still at three?
Yeah, I got 3.5 because I got Jared Cook right.
I mean, I did say you got to get them both to get the points, but you can have that half point. I'll give you partial credit. Swags, is it one?
Yes, I have one.
You know what? We'll give you that half point, too, because you also said Jared Cook. That's beautiful. And then
I think we all said Jared Cook.
Actually, you said Gronk. Swags, you said Gronk, didn't you?
No, that was me. John. That was John. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, that was round two anyway. You're not going to get the points for that. You're still in the lead. Like and you got five, is that right now?
Sure, yeah, I think that's right.
I lost track. There's no prize for winning.
He like got a handicap halfway through the show because he had too many points.
I know, I came out of the gate early. I mean, it's like my love life. I just got to slow down and pace myself.
Yeah, after two rounds, everybody has 5 points. We're all tied.
There we go. Let's go. It's going to clutch. Clutch moment here.
There we go. Quarterbacks. 4 quarterbacks had more than 600 passing attempts. Ben Roethlisberger, 675. Andrew Luck, 639. And Matt Ryan, 608. Who was the fourth with more than 600 passing attempts?
I think I got it.
John?
I'm already disagreeing with myself. I'm going to say Deshaun Watson, but I don't think that's right.
That's incorrect.
Yeah, and I was going to say that he did not throw the ball 600 times.
Yep.
So you gave us Luck, you gave us
Roethlisberger, Luck, and Ryan.
I think I got it. Mahomes?
It was not Mahomes.
Okay. Who's going next?
George?
Was it Philip Rivers?
It is not Philip Rivers. Consolation round, guys. Give me a name real quick.
It's Brady.
Not Brady.
No, it's not Brady.
His arm would have fell off.
And he doesn't throw far. He throws like 5 to 9 yards. He can handle it.
Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins is the answer.
All right.
606 passing attempts, 425 completions for him as well, which is also third out of all quarterbacks. But he finishes the QB13. He just didn't throw touchdowns.
Yep. He had a hell of a year as far as statistics and accuracy goes. He can't win primetime games. Anytime Kirk Cousins is on a primetime game, he's awful. But if nobody's watching, he's great. It's like a bear shits in a woods thing.
It's so crazy because I live up here in Minnesota, just outside of the Twin Cities. And I just moved up here last year, and the hype around Kirk Cousins was unreal. And the weapons that he has, Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook, Kyle Rudolph, who is a very good tight end, just you would think he would have been able to throw more touchdowns. Yeah, honestly, nobody up here can figure out what's wrong either.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll ask the Vikings coaching staff.
They need to do something. They need to help the O-line so that they can run it whenever they get in there because field goals ain't going to win that shit.
Nope, not at all. Something that's a little bit cool that's going to happen is George, you know this, but Shane and John, you don't. So I not only am I a math professor, but I also work at a brewery up here just outside of the Twin Cities. Ooh. And near the end of the month at the brewery, we're actually closing down to the public because we're about a half mile away from the Vikings training facility. And the Vikings front office and coaches and GM and maybe some players are going to come in and have like their pre-draft meeting.
Dude, that's pretty intense.
Yeah, so I've already put in a request to work that day.
Heck yeah.
Yes, I'm pretty pumped about that.
You need to like
put mics that day too.
Yeah, you need to put mics all over the restaurant and so you can pick up what they're talking about.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah, so that'd be awesome. Hopefully, last year when they did it, it was like about a month before I started working there. So a month before I moved up to Minnesota from Indiana is when they had it. And they had like a couple former players who showed up, but no current players. I'm hoping this year that maybe Thielen's going to walk in.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'll wear my Hooked on a Thielen shirt. And anyways, let's go ahead and move on. Question 2, in order of completions, the top 5 were Roethlisberger, Luck, Cousins, Ryan, and Mahomes. So, Big Ben, Andrew Luck, Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan, and Mahomes in order of completions from 1 through 5. Who were 6th and 7th in completions?
Good Lord.
Oh, man, I'm just trying to think of guys who played the season.
I think I know one.
All right, give me a guess.
Russell Wilson?
Not Russell Wilson.
Damn it.
They barely threw the ball.
Yeah. All right, I think I know this one. I'm pretty confident.
John?
Blake Bortles, Jameis Winston.
Wrong and wrong. I like the confidence, though.
Love it.
It's like my one of my students. I have this student in one of my classes who I can't tell the school. I know he's not listening to the show anyway. And plus, he dropped the class. But he would always raise his hand to answer every single question. And he felt so confident, and he was wrong every time. anyway. But
at least he was participating.
He was, yeah, and I loved that. I loved his drive.
So, you got any guesses, Shane?
All right, so 6 and 7 for completions?
Yeah. So we've got, once again, from 1 through 5, Roethlisberger, Luck, Cousins, Ryan, and Mahomes. So it's probably not going to be one of those five.
Probably. So Aaron Rodgers.
And?
Ooh. I didn't expect to get it right.
I wasn't thinking Rodgers.
We'll go Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady then.
They're both wrong.
All right, what I gotta.
Actually, I think I got this.
Yeah, go
no,
ahead.
You don't.
Is it? I think so. Is it Jared Goff and Carson Wentz?
It is, dude, not. Nobody's got.
Hold
it.
On. I just can looked I it up. You're chance. Not gonna one guess it. Right. It's gross.
It is. It Drew is Brees very one gross. Of them.
No.
F my life.
I'm trying to think of teams that threw the ball a lot that had bad running games.
And we're not just talking gross. Passing attempts, but completions.
Yeah.
It's going to be like gross. Dak Prescott.
Number 6 was Derek Carr with 381. Number 7, you guys are going to crap your pants, Eli Manning with 380.
Yeah, as soon as, yeah.
And somewhere, Gettleman smiles down with an evil grin.
See, it's stats like that is why they're keeping Eli Manning around. Chris, you need to stop contributing to this, okay?
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going by what already happened. I'm not encouraging it. It's just it happened, so I'm going to talk about it.
Those are two of the worst quarterbacks.
Jesus. Oh,
man. They're awful.
But they were 6th and 7th in completions last season.
Gosh.
So, yeah. Well, that's because Eli was just dumping it down to Saquon, and Carr was just dumping it to Cook and Richard.
Yep.
Yeah, but, I mean – Carr is 5th in completion percentage.
Yeah, and they were always playing behind, so it's, you know, just check downs whenever they can't run the ball in the fourth quarter because they're awful. They're just terrible. Those are bad people.
But it was a good question.
Yeah, it was very good.
Absolutely.
All right, question 3. This one might be another softball. Which quarterback finished with the most passing yards, attempts, and completions, but was 5th in touchdowns and 1st in interceptions?
I got this one. I got this one.
I was going to guess Eli Manning.
You're right. Now, John, what do you got?
It's Big Ben.
It's Big Ben. Yep. Yeah.
That was a softball.
Yeah, it was. Interceptions.
I'll jump on that one.
That was an easy one. This one, maybe the second key is going to, well, maybe sort of lead you in the right way. Which quarterback finished – actually, hang on. I was just reading question 3 again. This QB finished with the 5th highest yards per attempt, but I'll give you a hint. He only played 8 games. Highest yards per attempt. He only played 8 games.
Oh, it's between 2 douchebags. Oh,
I don't think Brady think and Gronk it. Are.
Is it? It's Winston.
It's not Winston.
How All many right, games I'm, did he play? Do you have that in front of you?
How many games did Winston play?
Yeah, I'm just curious. But you can go ahead, John. I heard
I do not have that in front of me. Let me look it up real quick.
I'm just curious, man. No big deal.
Yeah, no. Because they were jumping back and forth. I don't think he played more than 3 games in a row.
Right.
He played 11.
Oh, wow. I'm almost surprised.
Well, he was benched in 3 of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, he started them, but he didn't finish them.
Yeah. I think I got it.
What do you got?
Is it Josh Allen?
It is not Josh Allen.
Oh.
Thank you, because that's who I was thinking it was as well.
Dang, man. So they're just airing the ball out. If he started 11, it can't be Fitz. You said 5th.
5th highest yards per attempt, only played 8 games.
Who else died halfway through?
Only played 8 games or started 8 games?
Played 8 games.
Is it Fitzpatrick? Oh.
It is not Fitzpatrick.
Oh, I think I got it.
What do you got?
Is it Ryan Tannehill?
Nope. Man. I don't think you guys are going to get this on this one, tough.
It might be the rookie. It's the rookie. And he stepped in before that.
Lamar Jackson?
Not Lamar Jackson.
Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins is the answer.
I'm a Niners nice. Guy. Goodness. Nice. I'm very upset at myself.
I was getting ready to say Flacco.
Did you guys see me hold my hands up? I don't
yeah,
know if you still watched.
I'm glad
video.
You have your video on because I know that we can't see you typing in the question and then looking it up.
I was doing the touchdown symbol, man. I was like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, Nick Mullins, 8.3 yards per attempt. That was the fifth highest in the NFL last season.
That's insane. I would not seems, have thought that.
Damn you, Nick Mullins.
Sounds strange.
Can't trust a guy like that.
All right. Let's see. I'll maybe throw another softball up here. Swags, you might want to jump all over this one, say you got it before. This quarterback has been a perennial top five QB, but finished outside the top 12 in touchdown passes last season.
Swag don't got it. I got it.
Go for it.
Oh, go ahead, man.
Tom Brady?
Not Tom Brady.
One of these times, man. Well, let's ask questions until Tom Brady is the answer.
Tom Brady.
I'm a Colts fan. Tom Brady's never going to be the answer.
Is it Russell Wilson?
It is not Russell Wilson.
It's what's his name? We talked about him already. Aaron Rodgers?
It's Aaron Rodgers. Yep. 25 touchdown passes last season. Yeah, finished right. outside the top 12 in passing touchdowns.
Did you guys read the Bleacher Report article that came out today?
No.
Please do.
It is about the controversy and the stuff within the locker room and stuff. And
I'm not the biggest Bleacher Report guy. But there's several quotes from former players in there to kind of fuel the McCarthy drama and all this stuff. So definitely worth a read. Definitely worth it.
Sweet. Yeah, Rodgers, 25 touchdown passes last season. 13 of them went to Devontae Adams. More than half of his touchdown passes went to Adams.
I'm not mad at him for that.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, last one here. I don't know how up to date you guys are on quarterback rating, but that's what this one is about. Two of the top five quarterbacks in quarterback rating, in QBR, top five QBR, finished outside the top 12 in fantasy. Name the quarterbacks.
There's two.
Two of the top five quarterbacks in QBR finished outside the top 12 in fantasy.
Man, is Jimmy Garoppolo one? Because, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yo, you can go. I don't think Jimmy G's one of them.
It's not Jimmy G.
Damn it.
I think they were both rookies. Ooh.
They were not both rookies.
Yeah. One of them is?
They are on the younger side. neither one is a rookie.
I was going to guess Baker and Josh Allen.
Nope.
Is one of them Dak Prescott?
Nope.
One of them is Deshaun Watson.
Nope.
Man.
I thought I had it. There's a pause there, yeah.
I was waiting for a second one so I could say no and no.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Huh. It was on me. Golly. Younger quarterbacks.
Yeah, like they're not 30.
Who are we missing here, man?
I'm going to go back to the well. Is one of them Russell Wilson?
Nope.
How about Kirk Cousins?
Nope.
Jesus, how are we doing this?
Winston Goff.
Winston is one of them. So wow. Winston had a quarterback rating of 71.8. That was fifth overall in the NFL. But he finished as the QB21 in fantasy. So
that shows you how the stats are trash.
Yeah, this is not related to fantasy football at all.
I mean, quarterback rating, like if Jameis Winston's top five, then your metric for success is wrong.
The other one's not Cam Newton, is it?
It is not Cam Newton. So Winston was fifth overall. Who was the other top five in QBR who finished outside the top 12?
I tried it earlier. Jameis Winston, Blake Bortles.
It's not Blake Bortles.
Nobody knows.
It's not Marcus
Mariota, is it?
It is not.
Okay, good. I'm just throwing out quarterbacks at this point.
It starts with the same letter, though.
Stafford?
Nah, Stafford.
Hold on. We're going to let Swag. Matt Ryan.
No, he was up top two.
Yeah, he was a QB2.
Mark Sanchez.
Matt Schaub.
Gosh, there's no other M's.
Mitch Trubisky.
How did we not catch that with an M?
Quarterback of 72.8, fourth overall in the NFL in QBR, finished as the QB 15.
I feel like I've been taken advantage of from
yes,
from behind me.
Well, guys, what do you think? Was that fun?
Yeah, it was. I need to spend more time studying, I feel like.
Swag, was that fun
I think
for you?
You did absolutely great. Yeah, I had a great time. I did awful. Like, I definitely need to check out a couple things. Like, yeah, need to do more than I'm doing, I guess. Talking's not enough.
This is one of my favorite shows of the offseason. Maybe my favorite show of the offseason.
It's weird because, like, you're giving us all these stats, and we're just like, are you serious? That can't be right. But obviously they are.
Hence the name of the show.
Curveballs.
I took a shower before this, and I feel like I need to take another one now.
Yep. It's going to be a Celine Dion playlist kind of night for me, guys.
Oh, that's great. Well, I think that's a good note to end the show on, guys. Shane, I will kick it to you first. Where can everybody find you, support you, listen to you, follow you, all that good stuff?
I am at @DFF_swag on Twitter. Follow me. I'll try to push out most of my content as quick as I can through there. Hear me on Rookie Fever, Super Flexible. Those shows are both very much what they are. One's rookie oriented and the other one is Super Flex. If you're not playing Super Flex, I don't know why not, but then check out Fantasy Football Breakdown. Been doing that with my boy Two Drink Minimum for a while. Have a lot of fun there. That show's just kind of anything, you know? So you guys should hop on sometime, any of those three shows. So that's where you can find me.
John, why don't you give everybody a chance to hear where they can follow you, support you, and you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah, Twitter's definitely the best way. I'm on there too much. @JL_Chapman. Head over there, and if you're into NFL draft stuff, I host the 49ers Rush podcast, which is kind of my baby that I do. But during the off season, it's all NFL draft. That's kind of my thing. So, and really excited. We're going to be flying out up there, and you know, we're going to be in Nashville broadcasting live. So pretty pumped about that. So yeah, do that fantasy stuff. So over at Eat Sleep Fantasy and DLF. So those are the places.
Guys, I want to encourage you to check out the other shows in the Sleeper Wire Network, Break from the Grind with Showtime George and Jason, and also check out the Dynasty Wire podcast with Draft Genius. These guys do a great job, and they're just killing it every single show. Also, follow us on Twitter @SleeperWireShow. I'm on there @Prof_ChrisSW. George is on there @BFTGPod. Follow us on the Sleeper app @ProfessorChris and BFTGO. Follow us on Facebook @TheSleeperWire Fantasy Football Club. And then on Instagram, @ProfessorChrisSW. And then SleeperWire there as well. Well, hey, Shane, John, thank you so much for joining me and George. Everybody else, thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next week.